2. Stories for Student B. Unit 1. Education. Basketball player. Frank was the university's star basketball player. And he had to get his grades up in order to play in the big game at the end of the season. His coach knew this was impossible without some rule bending. So he arranged for the professors who were unhappy with Frank's work to create a special test for him. They finally decided on a good short quiz. They brought Frank into an empty room that was filled with books, magazines, and a calculator. They told him that he would have 3 hours to complete the one-question quiz. He agreed, and they left the room. At the end of the 3 hours, they asked him for his answer. He said, "Just a minute, I've almost got it." After 10 minutes of this, the professors finally yelled at him, "We need an answer now! How many seconds are there in a year?" they asked. And finally he replied, 12. 12? Asked the professors. "Yeah, the 2nd of January, the 2nd of February, the 2nd of March."
Final exam. It was the final exam for a history course at the local university. The exam was 2 hours long, and exam booklets were provided. The professor was very strict and told the class he would not accept any exam that was not on his desk in exactly 2 hours, and the student would fail. A half hour into the exam, a student came rushing in and asked the professor for an exam booklet. "You're not going to have time to finish this," the professor stated as he handed the student a booklet. "Yes, I will," replied the student. He then took a seat and began writing. After 2 hours, the professor called for the exams, and the students handed them in, all except the late student, who was still writing. A half hour later, the last student came up to the professor, who was sitting at his desk, preparing for his next class. He attempted to put his exam on the stack of exam booklets already there. "No, you don't. I'm not going to accept that. It's late," the professor said. The student looked angry and asked, "Do you know who I am?" "No. As a matter of fact, I don't," replied the professor. "Do you know who I am?" the student asked again. "No, and I don't care," replied the professor with an air of superiority. "Good," replied the student, who quickly lifted the stack of completed exams, stuffed his in the middle, and walked out of the room.
Unit 2. Food and Drink. The Most Grief. A doctor was once talking to a large audience in New York. "The material we put into our stomachs is enough to have killed most of us sitting here years ago. Red meat is awful. Soft drinks erode your stomach lining. Chinese food is loaded with soy sauce. Vegetables have been polluted, and none of us realizes the long-term harm caused by the germs in our drinking water. But there is one thing that is the most dangerous of all, and we all have eaten it or may eat it in the future. Can anyone here tell me what food it is that causes the most grief and suffering for years after eating it? A 60-year-old woman in the front row stood up and said, "Wedding cake." Unit 3. Free time activities.
Going swimming. David and Larry were teachers in the local high school. One day, the weather was very hot, so they wanted to swim in the nearby lake. They didn't bring their swimming trunks, but since they were all alone, they didn't care. They undressed and got into the water for a long, refreshing swim. Refreshed, they were halfway back up the beach to the spot where they'd left their clothes, when a group of students from the high school came along. Unable to get to their clothes in time, David covered his privates and Larry covered his face while they ran for cover in the bushes. After the students wandered on and the men got dressed again, David asked Larry why he covered his face rather than his privates. Larry replied, "I don't know about you, but it's my face they would recognize in the school."
Taking pictures. Mr. Livingston was a very rich businessman, and he had a strong interest in photography. One day, he went to take pictures of a flood. In order to get closer to the flooded area for better pictures, he called his secretary to hire a plane for him. "It will be waiting for you at the airport," his secretary told him. As soon as he got to the small local airport, a plane was warming up near the runway. He jumped in with his equipment and yelled, "Let's go! Let's go!" The plane took off, and soon they were in the air. "Fly over the north side of the river," said Mr. Livingston, "and make a few low-level passes." "Why?" asked the pilot. "Because I'm going to take pictures. I'm a photographer. And that's what I'm doing, taking pictures," said Mr. Livingston with great impatience. After a long pause, the pilot said, "You mean you're not the instructor?" Unit 4. Health and Body Care. Hearing. Mr. Johnson was over 70 years old and had serious hearing problems for a long time. He went to the doctor, and the doctor was able to have him fitted for a set of hearing aids that allowed him to hear 100%. Mr. Johnson went back to the doctor in a month, and the doctor said, "Your hearing is perfect. Your family must really be pleased that you can hear again." Mr. Johnson replied, "Oh, I haven't told my family yet. I just sit around and listen to their conversations. I've changed my will several times."
Don't cough. Outside a chemist, a man is holding onto a pole. Not breathing, not moving, just standing there. Seeing this strange sight in front of his shop, the chemist goes up to his assistant and asks, "What's the matter with that guy? Wasn't he in here earlier?" The assistant replies, "Yes, he was. He had the most terrible cough, and none of our cough medicines seemed to help." The chemist says, "He seems to be fine now." The assistant replies, "Sure, he does. I gave him a box of the strongest laxatives on the market. Now he won't dare to cough."
A facelift. A man decides to have a facelift for his birthday. He spends $4,000 and feels really good about the result. On his way home, he goes into a bookstore and buys a book on how to stay young. Before leaving, he says to the clerk, "I hope you don't mind my asking, but how old do you think I am?" "About 35," was the reply. "I'm actually 47 years old," the man says, feeling really happy. After that, he goes into a coffee shop to celebrate. Before leaving, he asks the same question. The clerk replies, "Oh, you look about 29. This makes him feel really good. While standing at the bus stop, he asks a lady the same question. She replies, "There is a sure way of telling a man's age. If I read your palm, I'll be able to tell your exact age." The man gives the lady his hand, and seconds later she says, "You are 47 years old." "That was brilliant. How did you do that?" the man asks. The lady replies, "I was behind you in the bookstore."